Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New reports have emerged of public killings and other atrocities committed against Mosul residents by the Islamic State, including dozens of Iraqi civilians whose bodies were hung from telephone poles as they were accused of using cell phones to leak information to Iraqi security forces. Ahmad al-Jabari, a Mosul resident, said two of his relatives were among the dead, and he does not understand, he says, why this had to happen. The UN Human Rights Office says IS fighters killed some 70 civilians in Mosul this week, plus others were tortured, sexually exploited, and children were used as soldiers. The revelations are the latest reports of the IS group's brutality as it retreats its dense urban quarters of Iraq's second-largest city, forcing the population to go with them as human shields. The United Nations advisor on genocide, Arama Ding, says South Sudan, in a civil war since 2013, is at a strong risk of violence escalating into genocide. An attempt at uniting the two main factions in South Sudan's civil war in a traditional government collapsed earlier this year after Vice President Riek Machar, a former rebel leader, abandoned Juba. Soldiers loyal to him soon resumed fighting against the forces of President Salva Kiir's government. A plaque for the victims is waiting to be unveiled tomorrow in Paris for the victims of last year's deadly terrorist attack that left 130 people dead, 400 wounded. Nearly two dozen remain hospitalized. This is VOA News.